Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 10th and the whole week ahead. Now, the moon is going to link to Aquarius through the planet Uranus. That's right. Uranus is your ruler and currently in the sign of Aries is fiery and volcanic, and that means this is a day for surprises. Give yourself a surprise. Do something you wouldn't normally do. Don't stick to the true, tried and trusted, but go out and test yourself in the fires of adventure. And here's your Sunday stars. Now you need to take a rest from all kinds of things today, and especially if you're doing too much. Excessive action, excessive energy could leave you depleted. And one of the things you need today is both spiritual rest and also some kind of sustenance physically. And that means, if necessary, just putting your feet up and, just putting the do not disturb sign at your door. And here's your Monday stars. Something's not quite right. I'm not sure whether it's you or somebody around you, but there's anxiety, there's worry. It's foundless, groundless fears. Something which seems to be a monster, but actually doesn't exist at all. I'm wondering if this is past demons coming back to haunt you. Well, the best way to deal with demons is to slay them and not let them get to you. But I'm frightened you might do something drastic when there's no need to. Here's your Tuesday stars. The moon's in your sign, but the lovely Mercury trine Jupiter is just one of the best aspects. This is perfect for the Aquarian who wants to travel, who wants to make international inroads, who wants to learn, who wants to study, who wants to better themselves in some way. You won't get it by just sitting still, but you will get it by being adventurous and challenging yourself on all fronts. And the more global you are, the better. And here's your Wednesday stars. Lovely, lovely energy from the moon in your sign, connecting to 1, 2, 3, 4 planets. It's one of those days, I rarely say them, but I'm going to say it now. It's if you want to do something, if you want to treat yourself, in fact, do whatever you want to do. That's the kind of energy you've got around you now. You are popularity plus, and it means you can do no wrong and no harm in the eyes of the world. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, the sun opposes Saturn, and Saturn is your traditional ruler, so there are things that you need to be very careful of. I think it might involve children, and if it's not your own offspring, then somebody else's kids, and they need either disciplining or taking in hand. But don't take it upon yourself unless they are directly related to you. The other hand is you may feel rebellious yourself, simply because you feel stuck. Won't last for long. Here's your Friday stars. Well, Neptune is going to start to move backwards in your house of money. And the biggest thing about this aspect is that previous misdemeanors may come back to haunt you. So if there have been problems or difficulties when it comes to cash or money, then be very aware that Neptune's position is going to highlight this. I think what it's trying to tell you is don't make the same mistake twice. And if you're involved in money on any level, make sure it is honest and it is full of integrity.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.